This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutri Medical Report here on the Tuesday, 25th of February, 2020. And I did a major video last night. It was up between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. reviewing the good interview with Professor Francis Boyle on Alex Jones InfoWars. Excellent interview. I took clips from it, but I added additional information, including the papers, my research background, and technologies, including what we're going to go over today again. The First Line Defense Kit is available right now, and we're going to get slammed because it's the only technology that's safe, non-toxic, will be available in the next year to year and a half, because although I saw Senator Tom Cotton that he's having a private meeting, they're expecting to have the vaccine ready right away. First off, it's not properly tested. It won't be available for 6 months to 12 months minimum, most likely a year to year and a half. By that time, things will be in medical martial law. And they're testing a remdesivir, the antiviral drug with the communist Chinese. They're also testing two AIDS drugs because it was a recombinant, which we went over last night, very in great detail. And today at 4 o'clock Pacific time, which is going to be 6 o'clock Central time, 7 o'clock Eastern, I'm going to be doing a live video with Professor Francis Boyle again, going over all the papers and information. So you'll see considerably more information because I'm a bioweaponeer, trained almost 50 years ago and worked with the federal government on radiological, chemical, and biological terrorism. Considerably more expertise than Alex or anybody else out there in the radio or TV talking about this. Now let's go over the particular components of the First Line Defense Kit. I'll just blow it up so you can see the items a little bit easier. You want to identify the people that have the virus even before you get PCR. The PCR test kits that CDC sent out were relatively useless. We have a quantum scan, which I'll go over in a few minutes, which is available now after the miracle on Monday, where God woke me up and literally after midnight, and I went and contacted Mr. Ken at Singularity, the company that got my Biofilian Hunter machines from years ago. And I got downloaded the new software to download the specific resonant diagnostic frequency analysis using the resonant technology for the SARS coronavirus or any other pathogen. By the way, it scans the body for any other health condition, right down to individual biomolecules and genes. They can be validated with blood tests, imaging studies, etc. The first product is Neutrodyne. This is not like anybody else's iodine. It's this plasma monoatomic iodine that kills all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, and spirochetes. NIOSH N95 masks, you want these, we have one mask per kit. NutriSilver, which is not a colloidal silver, this is a monoatomic silver in a deuterium depleted solvent with a special radionic frequency embedded in the solvent of the monoatomic silver atomic resonance in liposomes, the most powerful silver on the planet. Kill all viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. NutriDefense, these are defense capsules that actually strip off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses and the bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. I increased the strength 400% last year, long in advance of this. Defense wipes, these are wipes that had 40 years of research here in America for animal and human use. We have a special supplier for them. They actually are non-toxic, so they don't have toxic chemicals or halides in them like chlorine or fluoride or whatever, but they will kill all viruses and bacteria on contact. They destroy, as long as you keep them moist in a Ziploc bag, they are good. Power C Plus, the only neutral pH in the world. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, and bioperin. Each capsule comes to 1.5 grams. High dosages like 10 to 20, up to 60 grams can turn off the ability of cancer to spread, viruses, pathogens, and even turn off sepsis. Even if someone's in a coma, you can put a feeding tube down and put this in your stomach. This will stop the cytokine storm that causes death with the SARS coronavirus. Now we have add-on components, the Allicin Med. We have managed years ago to get a German source Allicin at half the price of Peter Jostling's Alamed, and ours is half the price, fantastic to kill all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and parasites and spirochetes. Nutrimune 26Y, this tags all pathogens of human pathogens with immunoglobulins, so your immune system can seek and destroy with superoxide radical from macrophages. We have Cell Defense Plus, which is our special 800% more absorbed form of curcumin. We also are bringing out a new Cell Defense Curcu Gold powder that will be many, many times more absorbed than any other curcumin on the planet to stop the cytokine storm. It gets rid of cancer stem or mother cells and turns off the effects that will cause cardiorespiratory failure, liver damage or hepatotoxicity, as well as cardiomyocyte toxicity, such as Coxsackie virus can do. This turns it all off. So it doesn't matter what pathogen it is, this kit will work with anything. We're going to be soon adding eye goggles as well to cover your eyes, because you can get the aerosol spray into your eyes. So look at my video from last night, which is the basically early this morning. Actually, it was posted up the 25th. It's over an hour long. It covers some clips from Alex Jones' interview with Professor Boyle. He'll be back on today at 6 p.m. Central Time, probably for well over an hour, and I'll be putting them on video, so we'll be pulling up the papers and everything. It'll be a very extensive review, and it's going to be world-shattering, and it confirmed further that the U.S. government and our agencies like NIH, CDC, etc., were directly collaborating with the Communist Chinese to actually create these bioweapons, a chimera between an HIV virus developed in Australia on animals, and the a gain of function, which allows it to be super infective at the University of North Carolina BSL-3 facility. So the next thing I want to touch on, and I'm going to cover this again so you understand what's going on, we have, our, of course, our first line. We're going to go over all the different supplements here in a second. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, that's funny. It's just, okay, we're going to go over to our latest here. Well, that's really strange. Oh, I know it is. We're seeing this blown up because they blew it up before. There we go. Let's go over to our next site here. This is really important. This is the device that I have. I have the Hunter and the Biophilia machine, but I have the special frequency analysis, so I can train anybody on how to take the Edelons. And now I download the software so you can access me, and I can sell it to you anywhere in the world. You don't have to be a doctor. You could be a naturopath, a chiropractor, a nurse, or even just a local health official. You should be somebody that can correlate this with clinical symptoms as well, can be have the capability of doing PCR, because I believe all three need to be done. Clinical evaluation, quantum testing, which is more sensitive than picking up with the PCR testing, and PCR, and someone should be in isolation, not quarantine, isolation, including isolation of their air and the output from their toilet so it doesn't aerosolize in local toilets. So this is available right now. You can contact me. I have this available. It will ship from China. We'll make certain that it's been aerosolized so it does not infect you. But don't worry, the virus will not survive that long. It has to be an airborne pathogen, so it doesn't survive. This video here is the one, the smoking one that Alex did. It was an excellent interview. I've included some clips. These are some of the papers. I'm going to go over them today with Professor Boyle. SARS-like cluster circulating bad coronaviruses. Let's look at some of the issues in this paper and see if we can roll down to the bottom here. This is done here at Department of Epidemiology, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Department of Microbiology, University of North Carolina, and of course, if you look at the research there, Department of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, Cancer Immunology, if you look at all these people that have been involved with people from Harvard, of course, we know that this guy Lieber, Charles Lieber, was arrested a few weeks ago at passing information to the Wuhan facility. He's also involved with nanotech, with what's called lithium mesh to interface with the brain. And this guy is a very, very smart guy, but he's working with the evil to actually create a mind interface technology, too. So we have some direct connections with U.S. agencies as well. We're going to go over this in great detail today. We also have, of course, the next paper, SARS-like cluster and bad coronaviruses. Let's go and look at this paper here now. It says emergence of severe acute respiratory syndrome in Middle East, MERS, which came from camels, of course. Cross species. Now, they're trying to pretend that they're actually doing this to create a vaccine. They're not. And it's North Carolina, Chapel Hill, same thing. SARS-like cluster of circulating viruses. Again, we see this Nature, NatMed, it's called. So that's what's going on there. There's a research paper also from Australia. I think this is the one here. Yuzhan Hu and Cheng Peng and Meng Yu, etc. This one, research. Let's look at this particular article. Okay, we'll say okay to cookies. Let's roll down here to introduction. See if we can get the actual full paper here. And okay, let's see. Chimeric ACE construction. They actually made a chimeric virus using this. And of course, this technology is extremely dangerous. The spike proteins, of course. Cynobiological 1920 COVID antigen spike proteins. Okay, and sequence analysis. Let's go look. And I believe this is a paper from the one from Australia. So they created this version that was actually creating HIV antigens into it. This shows you the gene maps here. And let's see if there's more articles down here. This shows you the human. It says DNA, human, ACE, and etc. Functionality of BAT ACE as a SARS-CoV entry receptor. And of course, you modified the receptor to make sure it would have gain of function so it could be very effective on humans. And this shows you sort of how. Figures how it can, you know, three-dimensional models how it can attach by the quaternary structure of the molecules. So they mapped these all out. The harmonical structure modeling of SARS-CoV and MDY and ACE interactions, a critical salt bridge between ACE, lysine 31 and glutamate 35, and the hydrophobic residue surrounding it based on the experimental crystal structure of SARS-CoV. So in other words, they did modeling. Let's go down here a little further. References. Wow. This goes back a long way. Remember back to the early 2003 when they had the SARS virus. By the way, they leaked out of the Wuhan facility because they're playing around with this for years and working with our agencies in our country. It's very insane. Let's see if they show the contributing people to the acknowledgments. Here it is. Maybe this is it. Supported by a key program for basic research grants from the Chinese Ministry of Science. In other words, the Chinese Ministry of Science did this. The Communist Chinese. And the Acknowledged Information Program, key projects of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. All right? Information. Affiliations. Stakey Laboratory Virology, Chinese Academy. Australian, look at this, Australian Animal Health Laboratory, Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, Livestock Industries, P.O. Bag 24, Green Log, VIC, Australia. See, the Australians were working directly on this. And what our excellent, amazing genius, Francis Boyle, discovered is they took this Australian virus with the HIV genes, which is already weaponized, and they took the gain-of-function genes out of the North Carolina strain that was super infective as an aerosol, and they created a new chimeric recombinant. That's what they did, believe it or not. Angiotensin-converting enzyme, we talked about this article here already. Let's go over to Epoch Times. I'm going to touch on China, because I did a China review earlier, and see if there's a new update. Epoch Times is great. I strongly recommend you get Epoch Times. World not ready for coronavirus outbreak, says Canadian WHO expert. Canadian expert has led a team of experts to China to study the novel virus. Look, they're not ready. Of course they're not ready. You need screening that's going to be quantum screening like my tracker or biophilia. And you need to isolate, not just quarantine people. This so-called quarantine they had on the Diamond Princess was an incubator. It was not a quarantine at all. People did not have reverse biological equipment for the staff on the ship, and many of them are going to get sick and or die. And people have to understand the lethality in terms of serious infections is 20.7%, and in Iran, which obviously seems to be updated in Qom, which is the most radioactive city on Earth, more than even Fukushima, it's jumped up in the lethality. We are estimating, but we don't have accurate numbers, we're estimating that lethality might be as much as 10 times more lethal. So instead of 3.1% people dying and get infected, it might be 50%. U.S. starts clinical trial of remdesivir, possible coronavirus treatment. By the way, Gilead, I believe, may be partly owned by Bill Gates, who did a video last year estimating 65 million dead from SARS. Gilead, okay? So let's see if we can open up that that little article here. Okay, military officers wearing a face mask stand outside Duomo Cathedral closed by authorities due to the I've been over to Milan years ago, 97, to the Duomo, one of the largest buildings on Earth. Huge, huge, huge cathedral. U.S. starts clinical trial of remdesivir, possible coronavirus treatment. Let's go into this research in U.S. Remdesivir drug, which has been trapped as possible treatment for the new novel. If it works, which, by the way, it may be toxic, because the drugs that I know were used for antivirals in the ICU, which we've used in the past, I've used, can drop your hemoglobin a gram a day in the ICU. You can go to heart failure within a week or two. So if you're taking these drugs, you can drop it to cause hemolysis of your hemoglobin. I don't know what the toxicity is. It may be toxic to viruses, but my antipathogenics are totally safe and will kill all viruses, okay? The randomized controlled trial is meant to evaluate the safety and efficacy. What they're going to do is they're going to take people and give some people the remdesivir, right? Right? And some people are not going to get it. It's remdesivir. Remdesivir. Almost sounds evil, doesn't it? Remdesivir. So the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha includes an American who has flown from the United States from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, who have been conducting up to 50 sites globally, according to a filing. The trial is being carried out by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Okay? People who have only mild symptoms or are showing no won't be included. Look, based on symptoms, you need to do a quantum scan and then a PCR test, and they need to improve the quality of the PCR. The PCR kits they sent to 50 states and different countries from the CDC here in America are useless and false positives and false negatives, so pretty damned useless. Let's look at the next thing. Canadian doctor leaves China without entering quarantine. Canadian expert leading the World Health Organization without entering quarantine. Look, you can't go over there and come back and go not enter quarantine. You need to be in quarantine for 40 days, do PCR testing. I ideally should be doing my quantum tests because it'll pick up disease carriers not only before they're sick, but up to, say, 6 weeks after they're sick. If they're quantum positive, they should stay in quarantine until they're no longer able to spread the virus, which, by the way, you can make them quantum negative by giving them my first-line defense kit, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutra Defense, and my antipathogenics so that'll stop the cytokine storm, Power C Plus, Cell Defense Plus, and my Cell Defense Plus powder, curcumin gold. So, and we have the radionic frequencies to suppress it at 207.176 hertz, and Nogalase, which knocks out your ability, your macrophage, to kill the virus at 337 hertz. I know how to do that now. That's available. U.S. officials warn Americans to prepare for community spread of new virus. Warning to do what? Grab and clean off the shelves like Milan. People need to start getting their emergency food, so I did a special video last night of getting your legacy foods and getting a little garden going and getting things ready. If you're not prepped up now, you're going to be starving by the fourth day, okay? Listen up. Stop arguing with me and complaining about the audio quality. I mean, it's not perfect. I'm doing the best I can, putting up clips and everything. Smarten up and start prepping up now or you're going to suffer. And unfortunately, both you or your relatives might die if you don't listen. 76 people being monitored for coronavirus in Oregon, health officials. Whoa, that's interesting. Wonder what happened there unless somebody goes a super spreader, they call them. Iran officials running anti-coronavirus task force's virus. Wow. Iraqi health minister tested positive for the coronavirus. Yeah. Wow. This is, by the way, a much more aggressive form, and I'm going to be researching before the visit today at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Central, Qom, because I know from my past knowledge that Qom is a place where there's a lot of people that go there for religious reasons, on a pilgrimage, Muslim pilgrimage, but Qom is an extremely radioactive place where the people who've been pre-selected have genetics ability to tolerate high levels of background radiation. More radioactive, by the way, than Fukushima Daiichi for thousands of years. God knows whether it's background radiation, isotopes in the groundwater, or whatever, but it's extremely radioactive. Stock markets sink deeper on coronavirus. I think it fell about 800 or 900 points today. South Korea launch mass coronavirus testing. U.S. pledges $1 billion. Firstly, a vaccine. The virus can continue to mutate. So a vaccine that they created with Gardasil actually caused more serious disease, and it makes your body make the genetics of the antigen, which can actually increase the toxicity. So we know that the previous SARS vaccine actually increased toxicity and death, and it didn't stop a reinfection. It just tags the pathogen so your immune cells can get it. But if the virus is able to suppress nogalase, increase nogalase, it knocks out your macrophages, and the increased presence of antigen actually increases lethality. So the vaccine, will probably not be effective, and number two, may increase lethality. Tenerife Hotel placed in quarantine after Italian test positive for coronavirus. It's a Tenerife Hotel. Moderna delivers first experimental COVID-19 vaccine for human testing. Moderna. Whoa. Let's see who... I wonder who owns Moderna. I'm going to have to research these and get back to you on it. Let's see who owns Moderna. Microscope image of shows SARS-CoV orange, and also known as the CoV-19, the virus causing COVID-19, isolated from a patient in the United States. See that the orange virus there with all those little pricklies called the corona or little spike-like a protein? Let's read this now. Moderna, a U.S.-based drug maker, has sent the first batch of experimental vaccine against the coronavirus to federal research. Now, how can they have a vaccine now? Maybe this is the one that was mentioned by Bill Gates, and it was actually a lab in San Diego that said they have it. Moderna sent this vaccine from its Norwood, Massachusetts manufacturing plant to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Remember, NIAID was involved with a lot of the research involved with Mr. Fauci. This previous guy was involved with the AIDS virus years ago. And previous weaponization of the 2003 virus with Wuhan and the BSL-4 facility there in Wuhan. These people, including the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the NIH, National Institute of Health, I call it HORRORS, the World HORRORS Organization, the Center for Disease Creation, and the Fatal Drugs Allowed. All these monsters are involved with this, the population control, and eventually chipping and tracking of the population in a matrix, which has been existing for almost 40 years, with increasing upgrades to the technology at Schriever Air Force Base Primary Node, Falcon, Colorado. The center for the New World Order of the planet is in Colorado, USA. Not China, not Russia. The shipment came just 42 days after the company selected part of the genetic sequence of the virus. Yeah, for sure. The Institute expects to start a clinical trial around 20 to 25 volunteers by the end of April. NAID Director Anthony Fauci. See, these guys are deeply involved with it. Fauci. These guys have got four bank accounts guaranteed, too. Going into the Phase 1 trial within 3 months of getting these sequences, unquestionably the world indoor record. Nothing has ever gone this fast, Fauci said. Yeah, sure. You guys are involved with creating the virus and selling the components for them to build this bioweaponized chimeric virus from two different sources, University of North Carolina and the facility in Australia, and with the Chinese scientists collaborating with the Australia animal research on HIV. But any vaccines will likely take until next year to become available. That means it'll probably at least a year to a year and a half. Same with the remdesivir drug. That's what's happening. Fauci speaking last month on a panel in Washington said it was about 2.5 months to start phase one trial, and trial takes about 3 months to make sure the vaccine is safe. Well, they're going to find out if it's a similar vaccine, like RNA vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, the previous SARS vaccine, increased lethality and death, D-E-A-T-H, as in no more heartbeats, no more breathing oxygen, no more living in the planet, no more living in the realm of time-space. A phase two trial follows on a much larger group, hundreds of years, thousands of people. That would take at least 6 months. That's, again, looking at next year, over 8 months, that which is over a year and a half. If the vaccine passes the trials, it takes an additional time to scale up for major distribution, yeah. So we're talking about a year, year and a half minimum to scale it up even. Moderna's efforts are being funded by the Norway-based Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovations, the company and group announced in January. Coalition is also funding efforts by Inovo and the University of Queensland in Australia to develop vaccines against new COVID-19 disease. Through our partnership with Moderna, the National Institute of Health, by the way, this is, by the way, this character Fauci, we hope to speed up the development of a vaccine against the coronavirus and help to alleviate the burden of the disease, Richard Hatchett, Coalition of CEO, said in a statement. I'm going to take a break now. I'll be back in just a minute, and we will have an interesting discussion. I'm going to put up... This is Dr. Bill Beagle recording a test for the first line of this is the compressed main parts of the kit to protect against any airborne pathogens, such as avian flu, H5N1, H1N1, and now the SARS alpha strain of coronavirus, which is now spread from China to many countries and caused shutdown of now by February the 1st today all over the world, 2020. And we have, of course, a number of description in this particular family of particular products. Includes the Neutrodyne, which is our plasma iodine. It's a cost of $49.95. These are, by the way, special price here, so you save on it at $199, quite a bit. NIOSH N95 mask, you get two masks. Neutro Silver, which is my monoatomic silver spray. And it determined a depleted thing with radionic frequency, so it's very antipathogenic for antiviral. Neutral defense destroys the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. And the defense wipes, which will kill all viruses on contact as long as you keep them moist, and all pathogenic bacteria. And Power C Plus, which will stop the cytokine storm. That's the thing that will kill you or put you in cardiogenic shock. So Power C Plus, the only neutral pH vitamin C at high dosages, were many grams. We have Allicin Med, which is from a German source, which is 200 milligrams more Allicin than Alamed from Britain, from Dr. Peter Josting, which will kill all viruses, bacteria, fungi, and secondary pathogens like pneumonia and so on that can happen after a viral infection. Nutrimine 26Y that tags the pathogens with immunoglobulins, and Cell Defense, which is our antipathogenic anti-cytokine that will clear not only stem cancer cells, but also block the cytokines and cause a cytokine storm that will kill you from a bacterial, viral, or other sepsis. And it has 700% more absorbed than any other curcumin to America in the world. I'm going to play a little video and see if this video works and see if we get feedback here as well. So we'll play this and see what happens. This is a video that I have put together last week and just released on the 3030.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report radio show on CRN Talk Radio. January 2020 with a major update and plans for a personal, community, and national response to the SARS coronavirus now presenting in China and now around the world as a...
By the way, you can watch this video on my YouTube channel and Vimeo channel. If you go to NutraMedical.com, it's all free. Let me move forward, and I'm going to go to some parts of the video that explain some things. We see this is back a week ago, the number of countries it spread to. And then, of course, we're going to see a little further here some of the other major issues. We have SARS, we have the quarantine and RNA vaccine, which they're talking about in 90 days. This is a deadly vaccine. We have, of course, a number of nutraceuticals, and we'll start with some of them. We have, of course, Neutrodyne, which is a plasma iodine. It's nascent. It kills off all and gets rid of all halides, but it actually... it will kill all known pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and parasites.
Neutrodyne is a monoatomic plasma antiviral.
Right.
See that right brain full of activity?
Ah. I tried to jump back to something here, so...
That's a healthy agent of the brain. Mine is the other one. 50.
It will kill all known viruses, bacteria.
Okay.
Well.
We
can also
have Allicin Med, we have NutriSilver, we have NutriDefense,
so it's now 400%.
We have Nutrimune 26Y, we have our NIOSH masks that will kill all radiological particles, neutral particles, and viruses and bacteria. We have Power C Plus.
It's not the sun that burns you, it's your cytokines in your skin, the same way as if you have a pathogen in your blood, it's a virus, bacteria, or fungus. If you got a burn or a fall, it's your own cytokines that your immune cells release that cause all the damage.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, a cancer, for typhus, and the flu, or...
We look at the different pathogens here over time, so you can look at the video and watch this later. It's important to understand what's going on here. There's a number of pages of text here. I want you to understand that. Here we go.
Public. Or if you're traveling on a flight or port of entry on a boat, you should be wearing
You want to reduce viral exposure, airway safety, antivirals, etc.
You want to get defense wipes in a Ziploc bag. And you want to make sure you're washing your hands carefully, but also use a defense wipe. The problem is that if this pandemic gets worse, they're probably going to quarantine people who are traveling by air and by ports.
And we're back to looking at an article here. We are going to have an hour number two, Ken Klein, at least for half an hour. And our John W. Spring, hour number three today, with major updates going on. And we'll have a break. And then the fourth hour will be a video interview with Professor Francis Boyle at 4 p.m., Pacific, which is 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live on our Vimeo live stream, YouTube, Facebook video channel. We're starting next Monday on live shows. First 5 minutes of the program on live shows, I'm starting in Genesis. during our 3 to 6 Eastern, 2 to 5 Central, 12 to 3 Pacific will be commercials. You'll see my video commercials on my video channel. On the audio, you'll hear the Genesis commercials, including ours. We'll also be able to have 11 minutes initial a live show, 2 minutes of break, 12 minutes of live show, 2 minutes of break, 14 minutes of live show, 2 minutes of break, and then 11 minutes and 50 seconds of live show. So all together, 49 minutes, 50 seconds per hour, which is really good, much better than what I used to have, which is only 40 minutes per hour. This will be almost 9 minutes, 50 seconds more per hour of actual radio over Genesis, and a lot of it will be also instantly converted to video on our Vimeo channel. Plus, we'll be able to put up on screen some of our guests or documents that we'll be having up on the screen, so you can watch those on Vimeo, Livestream, YouTube, Facebook, and any platform, computer, iPad, cell phone, anywhere in the world, live, free. I pay for everything, and that's why we need your supplements, purchases, and your support of our program and prayers as well. Let's continue. Moderna's vaccine uses mRNA or messenger RNA. The genetic molecules carry the information from the DNA of the nucleus of the cell where the proteins are made. So in other words, this is actually changing your genetics when you take the damn vaccine. Now, when they did this before with the Gardasil, it actually caused increased lethality of the previous SARS, trying this kind of same stupid idea. And we know the Gardasil vaccine is actually considered a lethal vaccine. You need to understand this, people. These people are idiots. They're dangerous idiots, too, and they want to... what it does, basically, it mimics the natural infection to stimulate a more potent immune response. Remember, creating antibodies only tags the pathogens. If your immune cells are suppressed because the virus generates anagenase, your macrophages don't generate superoxide radical. The only thing that kills the virus is superoxide radical 100 million degrees from your macrophages. So the idea of increasing antibody levels just increases the cytokine storm in your body and doesn't increase the virus killing capacity, because these people are idiots. So they've been testing it, of course, on the Zika virus as well. So this is what they're up to. Computer image of modern structurally represented beta coronavirus, which is a type of virus linked to COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus linked to Wuhan outbreak. Okay, that's the picture they have there. Other companies working on the vaccines, including Johnson & Johnson's vaccine division. Janssen is working with the Department of Health and Human Services. Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority to develop a vaccine. Janssen is a proven partner with a flexible, rapid vaccine platform, which gives us an edge in the race to protect people in the U.S. and worldwide from the health crisis, security first, by the novel coronavirus. Rick Bright, director of the authority, said in an interim statement earlier this month, according to the partnership. The department also is working with Sanofi Pasteur, the vaccine's global business unit of Sanofi, to develop a vaccine using Sanofi's egg-free recombinant DNA platform. What they do is they're changing people's DNA by injecting this damn vaccine, permanently, by the way. The technology produces an exact genetic match to proteins of the virus. The protein's DNA will be combined with DNA from a viral harmless to humans and used to rapidly produce large quantities of antigen, which stimulate the immune system to protect against the virus, the department in a press release. The antigens will be separated from collected from these cells and purified to create working stocks on vaccine for advanced development. My gosh, these people are crazy. Other researchers working on testing, including drugs on coronavirus, two clinical trials conducted through the World Health Organization's R&D Blueprint Plan. Rapid activation of research and development activities, including the epidemics, are expected to produce preliminary results about mid-March. That's only about 3 weeks away. One of the trials is lopinavir and ritonavir. These are two drugs typically used for HIV. That's because they took the Australian HIV virus and combined it with the gain of function that Dr. Boyle talked about from the University of North Carolina, BSL-3 facility. Funded by the NIH and the same people as Fauci and these maniacs in our government, which sold it to them. They didn't even have to steal it. Human immunodeficiency virus infection. The other trial is testing an antiviral drug called Remdesivir. We talked about that earlier, developed by Gilead. And I'm going to check out, I think Gilead may be tied with Bill Gates, Gilead. Bruce Aylward, an expert from Canada, leading an organization team in China looking at the outbreak there, told reporters and members that experts believe Remdesivir might have real efficacy. It might, but it also might be toxic. We don't know. And it'll also be expensive, and it won't be here for about a year and a half to have enough for the population. He called it diverting more resources into treatments are promising, saying, we've got to start prioritizing enrollment in those things that have may save lives and save them faster. So these people are crazy, and going to take another break for just a minute here. We'll be right back. Quarantine now is 14 days, not 2 days, as I thought. That's going to get serious. Let's see what we have.
SoundCloud, et cetera. All the shows, by the way, are audio. Sierra Talk Radio, Genesis, partner. And you
know, and we're back, and we're going to go back to some Chinese research here dealing with this. We have the we talked about Moderna, we talked about Chinese struggles to revive manufacturing amid virus. They're getting people back into factories, which is increasing it. And we know that their prisons and their areas like the military where there's a lot of close contact. And remember, factories that make most of the world's smartphones, toys, and other electronics, 28.6% of the world's consumable goods are made by China. Only about 18.6% are made by America now. So they exceed us by a good 50% in terms of full manufactured consumable goods for the world. So, in other words, your elves are in China and they have Chinese countenances. So that's our brothers and sisters are making our toys for Christmas, our cell phones, our televisions, and our electronic gadgets. China attempting to dominate space launches despite coronavirus outbreak. If we're successful, let's look at this launch, interesting, because they wanted to start mining, as I mentioned on my show, helium-3, because they've listened to my show as well as other experts they've been able to get information on. Let's look what they have here. Heavy liftoff rocket, Long March 5, which, by the way, they got the technology directly from us, from its launch center in Wenchang, in southern China's Hainan province on November 16, 2016. That's a picture of that. They don't want to dominate space launches. And by the way, they have anti-satellite killers that kill our satellites or knock out our intel in space, including our internet. Confirmed a successful 2020 space mission on February 19th. Tends to dominate space, the space race, despite a coronavirus outbreak. People need to know this, what's going on. China led the world in space launch between 2018 and 2019 with 73 missions versus 48 for the United States and 45 for Russia for the same time period. China and the U.S. are both tied in 2020 with 4 launches. The state-owned China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation did its Long March 2-day rocket lifted off from the Yicheng Satellite Launch Center in Sichuan Province, right, to deploy 4 of its Xinyi test satellites into geosynchronous orbits out of 298 miles or 480 kilometers. CASC added it still has plans for 40 missions in 2020. And by the way, yesterday was the first day that the one of 6 major companies launched 5G networks and satellites, 5G satellites in space and activated them. So some places in the Earth are now covered by 5G, which is toxic to human body and suppresses the immune system and increases the viral pathogenicity of all pathogens, including SARS or anything else in your body. Like, you know, Epstein-Barr virus causing cancer or fungi or whatever. 5G is toxic to birds, insects causing colony collapse disorder, gut biome, and mitochondria, which is an area of eukaryotic organism. It's a chimera between eukaryotic organism and mitochondria that are prokaryotic. They generate all the ATP and high-energy nicotine, adenine, dinucleotide, hydride. So that's what's going on in China there. Let me see what else we have here. U.S. and NID didn't answer directly when asked how many people will be in the trial. This is what we talked about earlier. Let's go over here to the Epic Times. South Korea has nearly 1,000 confirmed cases. Wow, it's exploding. A few days ago, it was only like a 200. That's going crazy. Chinese sentenced Hong Kong bookseller Gui Minhai to 10 years in jail. He was actually seized 2 years ago. And he was selling the books that was against the communist regime. He's actually, although he was Chinese born, he's a Swedish citizen who was actually apprehended by the communist Chinese 2 years ago. China in Focus, a video we talked about this earlier, I put that video up a while ago. The video is very interesting. It's by NTV Television, so that's well worth watching. The U.S. raises travel warning for South Korea as confirmed cases approach 900. That was earlier. It's now more than that. It's 1,000. See this later report? Nearly 1,000 cases. Let's see if we want to look at this video here for a minute. I'll pull up sections of it that may be worthwhile watching. China in focus. Yeah. By NTD Television. And I'm not sure what country that's originating from, but let's see if it's there. This is a Tucker Carlson YouTube video here. Let's see. Let us open this up.
Welcome to China in Focus. I'm your host, Tiffany Meyer. Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, announced just days ago it will build 19 new hospitals for people infected with the coronavirus. But today, authorities suddenly announced the end of the city's lockdown. People without any symptoms and who have reasons to go out of the city are allowed to go. But a few hours later, they withdrew the announcement and put Wuhan on lockdown again. Later, they said the official reason is the first announcement came from a lower branch of the regime and was not valid. But are there other reasons behind it? No one knows. One document showed the Chinese army already knew about the coronavirus and reacted to it as early as 2019. This is a notice from the Naval University of Engineering of the Chinese Army, dated January 2nd. It said due to, quote, unknown pneumonia, only people who really need to enter the university are allowed to enter with the approval of the university, and they must undergo body temperature testing. This document mentioned another document from 2019 with the title Request for Implementation of Measures to Prevent the Control of Pneumonia of Unknown Cause. Another document showed Shanghai Public Health Clinical Center sent an internal report on January 5th to the Chinese regime's National Health Commission, saying that this center had worked with two medical institutions in Wuhan and detected a SARS-like coronavirus in one patient. The center suggested taking corresponding prevention and control measures in public places. But the Beijing authorities did not tell the public that there is human-to-human transmission until January 20th. Millions of people have gone back to work since China's economy has taken a hit. According to several Chinese state-run media, at least 14 factories, including in Beijing, have at least 17 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Over 600 people have been quarantined as a result. And in Hubei province, over 1,000 police infected. We received an internal notification from Hubei province. And since there's a lack of human resources, other cities have sent police to help out. The document discloses how police ensure so-called stability amidst the epidemic. Since the outbreak began, the police have increased their violent response to people suspected of having the virus. Videos circulating online have sparked controversy. This viral video shows police officers separating a mother from her child as they suspect the mother of being infected. And inside eastern China's Renchen prison, guards must sign a written promise not to spread so-called rumors about the situation inside the prison amid the coronavirus outbreak. That includes social media and related circles. We obtained a copy of the form. And the WHO went to China, and their team of experts conducted on-site investigations in Beijing, Guangdong, and Sichuan.
So, in the face, what?
They held a press conference on their findings, saying the novel coronavirus spreads through respiratory droplets. The WHO added, since it's a new pathogen, people of all ages are susceptible. No one is immune. A new study by medical journal The Lancet states the death rate among the critically ill coronavirus patients was over 60%, Researchers studied 710 cases in Wuhan. Among 52 critically ill patients in the ICU, 32 died within 28 days. 67% were male. And Beijing has issued a warning about traveling to the U.S., saying Chinese tourists have been unfairly treated due to, quote, excessive epidemic prevention measures. Outside China, coronavirus cases continue to increase. South Korea is now the worst hit outside China with over 800 cases. This even surpasses the Diamond Princess cruise ship. In South Korea, officials raised the national alert level for the virus to the highest. And outside Asia, Italy has now become the worst hit with over 200 cases and 6 deaths. In the Middle East, Kuwait, Bahrain, Iraq, and Afghanistan announced their first cases today. And Japan's health ministry says a cruise ship passenger who had been hospitalized after testing positive for the new virus died on Sunday, the third death from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. The ministry also announced 57 more cases of infections from the ship. With the new cases, nearly 700 people have been infected. That's almost one-fifth of the ship's original population of 3,711. In a social media video, a woman describes her witnessing critically ill coronavirus patients sent for cremation before they die. NTD's Juliet Song has more.
A Wuhan hospital is sending coronavirus patients for cremation while they're still alive. That's according to a woman in a video that's circulating on social media. Speaking in a Wuhan dialect, the woman describes how she witnessed the patient next door being sealed up in body bags. This video could not be independently verified. She goes on to say the man was wrapped in 4 body bags and then put into a box-like device. The man was in his 70s and critically ill. He was in room number 18, the ward next door to her. The woman says she witnessed several cases. She says another old man in the hospital was also cremated before he passed away. After the patients are sent away in the box-like device, the woman says doctors then tell the patient's relatives that their loved ones have passed away. She didn't clarify what the box-like device is. Reporting by Juliet Song, NTD News, New York.
As authorities in China trying to put out an image of confidence and having things under control, some measures might have risked worsening the virus spread.
Though many are questioning whether the outbreak in China has really slowed down, Chinese authorities are sparing no effort to make it look that way. Multiple provinces are downgrading their disease response levels. Social media videos show some medical checkpoints are being removed. Authorities are pushing factories to resume work in an effort to prevent an economic slump. Tourist sites are reopening their gates, with one even offering free tickets to attract visitors. Such measures might have sent Chinese people the wrong signal. The image that everything is under control may have caused unexpected consequences. In this southern town, for example, residents swarmed the local markets. And in Sichuan province, large numbers of people coming out to take a sun bath and have tea. Many are not wearing masks, and at Beijing's Fragrant Hills Park, a famous tourist site, the traffic is so heavy that cars can barely move. Overcrowded scenes like these have prompted heated debate on China's social media. Fears are rising that this could escalate the spread of the virus. Authorities are scrambling to react, and some places are launching emergency traffic restrictions. Penny Zhou, NTD News.
China is bringing in 7 cruise ships to house medical workers in Wuhan, but disease control on cruise ships is under scrutiny after hundreds of passengers on board the Diamond Princess in Japan contracted the coronavirus. The first of these ships arrived in Wuhan on Friday from a nearby city. 6 more are on the way. The 7 cruise ships will be able to offer 1,500 beds for medics in the battle against the epidemic. Tens of thousands of medical workers have come to the Hubei province from across China to support the effort to contain the coronavirus outbreak. The local hotel is fully occupied. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its coronavirus tally, saying there are now 53 confirmed cases in the U.S. That's up 18 cases from Friday. The new cases are all from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. As the number of infections and death keep rising around the world, the WHO says it's preparing for a potential pandemic. Officials announced a 6th person infected with the coronavirus has died in Italy. More than 200 people have come down with the virus since last Friday. The latest data shows the vast majority of cases are in the northern regions of Veneto and Lombardy, home to Italy's financial capital of Milan.
Milan residents are so far approaching the coronavirus outbreak with calm, cautious attitudes.
We don't really know. There's too much alarmism. Too much alarmism, which is not always justified. But the situation is tough. We can't make light of it. But we should approach things with calm and take things as they come.
Looking to slow the progress of the highly contagious disease, authorities in the worst-hit areas have shut down schools, universities, museums, and cinemas, and have banned all public events. Outdoor Market, a fruit and vegetable vendor, said the requests for home deliveries had increased in recent days. According to the latest numbers announced by the Civil Protection Agency, the worst-hit region, Lombardy, has seen a total of 167 cases in just 4 days. Almost a dozen towns in Lombardy, close to Milan, with a combined population of nearly 50,000, have been placed under effective quarantine. Similar measures are in place for a small town in neighboring Veneto. The European Commission said on Monday, February 24th, the European Union was not yet considering suspending travel within the border-free Schengen area. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides said travel restrictions in the Schengen area should be coordinated among EU states. She added that a mission of the World Health Organization will go to Italy on Tuesday to assess the situation.
Since Saturday, daily contacts at technical level are taking place with the Italian authorities, the Commission and the European Centre of Disease Prevention and Control and WHO Europe to discuss the situation that is evolving.
The EU is planning to spend nearly $250 million to tackle the outbreak.
South Korea struggles amidst hundreds of coronavirus cases. The latest numbers show 833 people contracted the virus, while 8 have already died.
Coronavirus cases are rising in South Korea. 833 people are confirmed to have contracted the virus. 8 people have died. The South Korean parliament is closed as it undergoes cleaning. Men in protective suits spray disinfecting liquid. Only the back entrance of the parliament remains open for limited business. Most of the new cases in South Korea are linked to an elderly woman and those who attended church with her. The church is located in the southeastern city of Daegu.
Especially in Daegu, a large number of confirmed cases have been reported. If we don't stop the spread in the Daegu region in an effective way, there's a high possibility that it would lead to a nationwide transmission.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in issued the highest level of national alert and ordered new resources to tackle the outbreak. There are also fears that the outbreak could spread quickly among military troops living in close quarters and potentially spread to U.S. forces stationed in Korea.
Iran's health ministry insists that only 12 deaths have been recorded nationwide, but a lawmaker in the Iranian city of Qom suggests that 50 people have died from the new coronavirus this month. The lawmaker says the Iranian government's effort to control the virus has been unsuccessful and that health workers have no access to proper protective gear. But health ministry spokesman says the lawmaker has no access to coronavirus statistics and could be mixing up death toll figures with those related to other diseases like the flu. Cluster coronavirus in Italy, South Korea, and Iran could indicate a serious new stage in its global spread. Global share markets and oil fell today, while the price of gold surged. This as coronavirus cases continue to spread outside China, making the state of worldwide economics uncertain.
The Dow Jones ended around 1,031 points lower, a drop of 3.6%. The S&P 500 declined 3.35%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 3.71%. Europe took a beating, with Italy plunging nearly 6%. After a spike in virus cases left parts of the country's industrial north in virtual lockdown, Frankfurt and Paris were both down about 4%. London's FTSE dropped 3.3%. At the same time, the value of gold surged 2.8% to a 7-year high of $1,689 per ounce.
Here at China in Focus, we bring you firsthand information from inside China. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates.
Excellent news reports. It's amazing. Very well done. Very impressed. And let's go down here, and we are going to take a break here now. For a moment, I'm going to talk about a couple of things in a break, and we will be back in just a moment.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent. It preserves 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world with a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, ascorbate salt. With bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
A powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, firing line, the first hour with the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at the medical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return with low toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you with logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you purchase a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
And we're back, and this is Dr. Bill Deagle. We are going to be joined in hour number two in a moment for at least the first half hour with a long discussion by Ken Klein. He's going to have a free video I want you to download and watch. Very important. I consider him a prophet of the Most High God. He's in his 70s. He's a former NFL player, and his family survived the Holocaust. He's of Jewish heritage, but he's a Messianic believer. He has an amazing message. You need to hear him. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you for listening. Get your first line defense kit. I just got noticed today we have the goggles we're adding to our first line defense kit as well. I think Michelle may have already put it up. Let me see if it's on our list here of items now. And we'll just do that. Let's see if we can blow it up a little bit. The goggles are here, apparently, and they're going to be added to our first line kit. You can add those goggles to your kit now when you go to our order section. So thank you for listening. We will be back in a moment with our guest for hour number two on Tuesday, the 25th of November. Pray for the Most High God that the people, the world leaders, listen to me. I have all the solutions to stop this plague because God gave them to me. I didn't get them myself. God gave them to me. And pray that we get through to POTUS, the Chinese leaders and leaders of the various parties that are doing evil on earth and slaying the human race and bringing about the New World Order and Mark of the Beast. This is what it's all about.